party as we celebrate 25 years of Doug Steffens Good Day.
Let's get at the issues of the day on the Good Day program, here to entertain, inform you the best stories of the day as we get started. I'm Doug Steffen, along with an overview of what's going on here. Ken Kessler is with me as well to give me a hand where there is a need for a hand. There are a lot of things going on, as there always are. That's kind of what makes this as much fun as it is, getting the first look, not first light. That's the other guy. It's the first look for many of you, the first listen. Wednesday, the 13th of March, is upon us. Senator Claire McCaskill has some comments on her recent uncomfortable pat-down from the TSA. Listen.
It was uncomfortable. And I think it's important that things like that happen to people like me. The rules need to be the same for everyone. And if more of us had that exposure to the system, perhaps we would be more aggressive about making sure that we're using our resources wisely when it comes to safety of the traveling public. I mean, I get that we need to have protocols and procedures in place to make flying safe for everyone, but that has to be tempered about, are we using our resources in a way that makes the most sense?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a question that we haven't really answered yet.
I would say she was being gentle about it. You know, any of you who listen to me for any number of years know I have no use for the TSA because they're a useless organization. They don't do anything. They don't protect you from anything. They're nothing but a harassment. So the TSA is the focus as we start this hour of the Good Day program. She was given a very aggressive, very uncomfortable pat-down. Here's what she wrote on her own blog. Today in my airport screening, it got very private and more aggressive. OMG, very uncomfortable. Wouldn't you think these people would be smart enough to figure out they're just stupid? That's the only what word. That's probably where we'll get started here. We'll spend a few minutes on the TSA. 888-302-3684. I've become more and more aggressive of late with these sorts of things because it just in the time of our country's need, when we need to be saving money and acting prudently, doing things that make sense, there's nothing about the TSA that makes any sense whatsoever to anybody who thinks it through and who has a brain. The way it's run right now is a joke. We are the laughingstock. When you look at how things are done in Europe and the Middle East, There's no comparison. And the kind of harassment and just plain stupidity that Americans who travel are subject to because of the management, Mr. Pastore, who's nothing but a government thug who runs the TSA, that's not acceptable to a majority of people in our country who have to go through all of this stuff. So let's get a little, we'll get close and up front to some of the coverage of this with the growing number of people who are just sick of the TSA. Here's a report from ABC's David Curley.
The roar of protest over TSA's plan to allow small knives on planes grew louder today. Massachusetts Congressman Ed Markey is now joining the chorus with a warning.
If TSA does not reverse their decision, I am going to introduce legislation to reverse the decision for them.
It's these pocket knives with small blades which the TSA plans to allow back on planes. The CEO of the country's largest airline, Delta, joined the cause with a letter to the head of the TSA, saying, quote, "We share the legitimate concerns that were first raised by flight attendants who believe allowing knives will put them at risk.
And we are not going to stand for that. The TSA was created because there were blades in the cabin."
The Air Marshals Union, along with some pilots, have now joined the opposition, which is gathering steam with an online petition drive to send a message to the man who heads TSA. John Pistol says allowing small knives will allow his officers to concentrate on explosive devices, especially liquid explosives. But those who work in aircraft cabins say, and now a member of Congress too, it's a dangerous move.
It makes no sense for us to say that we can only search for liquid explosives or knives. We should be able to search for both.
Despite all the criticism, the TSA tells me again tonight it is moving forward with its plans, which means on April 25th, you can carry one of these small knives on board an aircraft.
Of course, because the administrative arm of the government is more powerful than the arm of the government that is legislative. We all recognize that reality. And so what do you think? 888-302-3684. Apparently, Senator McCaskill had hand lotion, some strange kind of hand lotion she was wearing. And somebody wrote on a blog, what in the world is this all about? How do you create a positive result? And by the way, she had the same kind of apparently approach back in 2010. Senator McCaskill is the reason for all of this. That is the discussion because of her circumstances. So what say you about this? 888-302-3684. How about we listen to Taco's Tommy Tucker, who talked to an aviation expert named Andrew Thomas on his program, thinks the guidelines. Now, see, we're talking about two different things here, Senator Claire McCaskill and her pat-down, and then the announcement by the TSA that they're going to allow small knives back on planes. By the way, Congressman Markey is running for Senate. He's trying to replace Senator John Kerry, so he's going to grandstand all over the place, and it's to be expected. There may be something that comes out of all of this that we'll feel good about. By the way, also that gentleman said that Delta was the country's largest airline, no longer American Airlines, now merging with U.S. Air. And so just a throwaway comment, but something in my mind anyway, and maybe in yours about accuracy. Pistoli, what did I say? The guy who runs the TSA's passed out. It's Pistoli, P-I-S-T-O-L-E, Pistoli. Here's Tommy Tucker with the aviation expert.
Tell me what you think about this new TSA rule.
Well, this is part of the TSA's broader strategy of getting away from focusing on bad things and looking more to focusing on bad people, something that should have been done well over a decade ago now. And in principle, I think it's probably a good idea, but in practice, I think it's a lousy way to do things, partly because it does require, in some cases, more screening. It will take longer to find the difference between a good knife and a bad knife, for example. But I think ultimately what's happening here is that the knives of any kind, as long as they're not machetes or battle axes or something like that, will probably be allowed to go through, and that increasingly TSA will take resources from looking for these items at checkpoints and start looking for the bad people through database profiling, through computer-assisted analysis. But the short-term problem, and this is where I disagree with the policy, is that TSA is ultimately increasing the risk to the in-cabin environment by allowing these on and not doing anything about the air rage problem, by not telling passengers in very explicit public ways, if you act up on a plane, you're going to go to jail. You're going to spend time in federal prison. They're not doing that. They're just allowing these weapons on, which is actually the worst of all worlds.
Text comes in, Tommy, I'm a pocket knife carrier who has to keep it in bag. Check in. I feel naked without it as I did the past 6 days. This gentleman said he was right back, just back from a Vegas vacation, but it's best to simply prohibit them all. And I'm concerned about the process of this because when I was flying back and forth to Hawaii, the TSA line moved pretty quickly. And I'm concerned that they're going to get in the business of measuring knives and the line's going to be crazy. And when it comes to safety, is it a security issue or an issue with you of the lines and the processing of all of this? And does it make any sense that if you have a half a Diet Coke left, you got to throw it away, but knife, get right on the plane?
888-302-3684. Your calls, your thoughts, and more comments on the TSA and their current state, or maybe it's the regular state, of disorganization. 16 past the hour on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen.
That's the sound of Celsin Science wiping out dandruff. Introducing Celsin Blue Sensitive Scalp. Feel it get to the root of dandruff and gently whisk scalp irritation away with soothing vitamins B5, E, and essential oils. Now when you style your hair, it feels oh so good to the touch. New Celsin Blue Sensitive Scalp. Science for your scalp. Use as directed.
Discover card.
Yes, hello, good sir. I'm what you might call a food connoisseur, and I'm curious. Is it true I can get 5% cash back right now at restaurants?
That's right, every time you dine.
Ooh, I do like just about everything from duck confit
to corn dog cone ketchup.
Uh-huh, all food should be served on a stick.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Get 5% cash back and up to $1,500 in purchases at restaurants now through March. Sign up for 5% and get more details at discover.com.
With over a million products, Grainger's your one-stop shop to help keep your facility running. And no one has more of the best brands, like Fluke. Grainger has an enormous selection of Fluke testing tools, including the VTO2 visual thermometer, a breakthrough in temperature measurement, the brands you want, the products you need, the good-looking radio guy you love to hear. Okay, I added that part. Buy your supplies smarter. Call, visit a branch, or click Grainger.com/Fluke today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Musicians, your chance to save at least 50% off list is almost over. It's Guitar Center's Green Tag Finale. Don't wait till it's too late to get half-off deals on guitars, drums, keyboards, recording equipment, and more. Like Epiphone Acoustics, 57% off list, $99. Pacific by BW Double Bass Drum Pedal, 66% off list, $79. And two boom stands for the price of one, just $39. Hurry, when the doors close Sunday night, Guitar Center's Green Tag sale ends. Don't miss it.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
It hurts to have a cold. Not only are you congested, your body aches and your head aches. Fight the pain and the cold symptoms with Advil Congestion Relief, the only over-the-counter cold and sinus medicine that combines Advil with a proven decongestant to relieve the pain and sinus pressure that come with a cold. Advil Congestion Relief. Tough on pain, tough on colds. Use as directed.
The discussion here on the Good Day program has focused on Senator McCaskill, who wrote on her blog. She has 89,100 followers, by the way. Today in my airport screening, there was tests on my hands. Something there was positive, got very private, more aggressive, very uncomfortable. Most of the congressional reps and their family members are pretty well treated by the TSA. Not many have been abused. And looking at the blogs, looking at some of the posts that I see on a couple of these different sites, most people think she got what she deserved because the traveling public has been abused. It's time that more of these people who are more powerful have the same experiences. Nothing has changed, according to one writer, because there haven't been enough TSA incidents like this. 888-302-3684. Here's Brian in Pennsylvania on various changes.
I wanted to comment on the knives. I'm, you know, big supporter, big Democrat as far as Obama, but the sequester going into effect as far as the furloughs with the TSA employees, which the head of the TSA has talked about them having to lay the employees off one day a week. More of this may be more of a political statement just to say, well, we have to cut back on security. We're going to have less employees without saying that. You know, it'd be a way. They talked about 90-minute lines at airports, and I think it's probably more of a political statement. I mean, it's not something I think we should change. We've had 11 and a half years since September 11th without incident, and I think it's more about that. And it's just another statement of the poor political landscape in Washington.
Sure. Asleep would be a mile away from me judging what you've just said. More callers in a matter of moments here. 888-302-DOUG on Good Day.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
After the hour, 888-302-3684, where we started having a conversation about the TSA and Senator McCaskill, the uncomfortable pat down that she got from the TSA, and then the focus started to move to the number of people who are not happy about the new allowance of small knives. And so I'm interested with those of you who travel with any regular. I do a lot of traveling at this time of year, especially. So I know how to work my way through the system. I knew how to do what is necessary to move way quicker than the average person does. And some of the things that are at the questions that come up are the simplicity of the foolishness and how it's treated. You look at these people who are there in the blue shirts at the airport, and they just seem to be unmotivated. They seem to be bored. They just aren't tuned in to what's going on. They don't seem very observant for the most part. That's my overview. I have no qualms in saying I have no use for the system, this part of the system especially. Kevin is in Montana with a focus on the knives.
I've been desensitized to going through TSA, so I'm getting used to it. I fly a lot, and I flew up from Mexico, and they check you down there. They're practically checking you everywhere, and I think the stewardesses and everybody involved on the plane, they've got a valid, you know, I mean, why not just throw it in your luggage? You have to throw it in your luggage, and that goes off anyways. And get it as soon as you get off the plane. If you really got to have that knife, put it back in your pocket, you know.
888-302-3684, a lot of focus on knives. Here's Bill in Michigan. He thinks the airlines themselves ought to decide what should be allowed on their planes. After all, they're planes, not the government's.
I think the TSA ought to allow each airline to make that decision for themselves, because I think the government's been way too involved in too many things, and especially now, the more they get involved, the more tedious, the more confusing, the more money is spent, you know, needlessly, whereas the airlines actually have the people in place. The people that work in the cabins, the stewardesses, whoever is in contact with the public while the plane is in flight should be able to make those decisions. It's their lives that are on the line. But then the other side of the coin is if somebody decides that they do want to go berserk on an airplane, at least we have people up there that can defend themselves. But most flights now have air marshals on them. And I just don't see any reason why anybody should be able to carry a weapon on board a plane.
888-302-3684. Continuing on now with about Marsha calling in from Florida, listening to the Jet.
I cannot believe that we're actually talking about bringing knives on airlines in spite of what happened on 9/11. to me, it's so nonsensical. It's a common sense decision. Why are we even talking about this when the system is not even fixed? It's broken. Why can't people take knives on, not as carry-on, but as cargo? Why do we have to take it on airline? To me, it does not make any kind of sense. This country is so advanced that it's backward. I can't believe we're even talking about this. And we have so many other decisions that we need to make, especially about the economy, about unemployment. It's just totally ridiculous.
Mark in New Jersey, finish it up.
The thing that bothers me about this, if I had it my way, I would go back to pre 9/11 times. And whenever you can bring up before the 9/11, they should allow that to happen again. Because we gotta take into consideration that we would, the so-called terrorists, they only had box cutters. So, what's the difference between a box cutter and a little knife? It's basically what I think is the same thing. I also like to say that we need to be more careful. What about incoming flights that's coming in from other countries? I don't think they have the security that we have here in the United States.
Gun control up next here, 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Staples has always made getting office supplies easy, and now we're making it easy to get everything for your break room, too. Like Scott paper towel 6-packs for $4.99.
Hey, ready for lunch?
Sure, just gotta put on my lunch pants.
Lunch pants?
Yeah, to wipe my hands on. This office is always out of paper towels.
We got more from Staples, so keep your business pants on, please.
Your loss. For a limited time, get Scott Mega Roll Paper Towel 6-packs for $4.99 at Staples. That was easy. Offer is $3.23.13. Limit 1 per customer while supplies last.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continue to take Andro 400 and I've maintained my weight at 172. Gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Hi, this is Sherry. My husband started taking Andro 400 a few months ago and wow, has he ever changed. He's no longer a couch potato, and he actually likes to go out and do things again. Best of all, he lost his gut, and is he looking good? All I have to say about that is...
Andro 400, the natural way to increase your testosterone. Guys, if you'd like to lose your belly fat, gain energy and muscle, and feel like you did years ago, try Andro 400, the safe, effective, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Andro400.com.
We're known for our unheard-of low prices, but they just got even lower at Lumber Liquidators Big Laminate Flooring Sale. All Dream Home laminates are an incredible 20% off, and get 10% off other click floors, including pre-finished hardwood, hand-scraped hardwood, and vinyl wood plank. If it clicks, you save up to 20%. But don't wait. These deals will not last. Plus, get special extended financing. Don't miss it. Big Laminate Flooring Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your local store before it's...
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@GCNLive.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Join our party as we celebrate 25 years of Doug Steffen's Good Day.
Doug Steffen with a first look at it annoys me when I hear people on the radio say look, so I'm annoyed at myself because we're not looking at anything. Actually, that's not true. If you go to the website, DougSteffen.com, you can find a lot of background information on a number of these things that we're trying to cover during this hour of the program. Gun control up next, front and center. A lot of conversation about the things that are going on, changes in state law, changes in federal law. This always gets people cranked up one way or another. So we'll follow what you say online, and you're welcome to call us with your thoughts as well at 888-302-3684 after you hear some of these excerpts from various television and radio programs. Here's Al Sharpton talking to Oregon State Senator Ginny Burdick about the intimidation she's dealing with there in her state as they consider new gun legislation in Oregon.
What kind of gun legislation were you trying to get passed in Oregon?
I'm trying to get past some very common sense measures that have widespread support from Oregonians and specifically from gun owners. The people who are causing all the problems in Oregon are a very small fringe. Most gun owners are perfectly fine with what I'm proposing, which is universal background checks and also elimination of an exemption that currently allows people with concealed handgun licenses to bring loaded guns into schools.
Now, you've been a target of intimidation and attempted intimidation. Tell us what happened.
Well, I had a town hall scheduled, and I got wind that the gun extremists were planning on crashing the town hall, and it was at a university, it was at Portland State University, and I did not want to subject students to that kind of event, because when that happens, and it's happened to me before, where town halls have been crashed, and not only are they able to legally bring in loaded guns, which is very intimidating, but their behavior is extremely intimidating.
Wait a minute, they bring in loaded guns?
Yes.
And then they behave. Wouldn't you say their behavior is extreme? What do you mean? What do they do while they have these loaded guns?
They're very rude and disruptive. And again, this is the fringe. This is not your regular gun owner. This is the fringe. But unfortunately, they are dominating the discussion right now, and it's very unfortunate.
Now, you canceled the town hall meeting, and then what did they do?
I did, and when I canceled the town hall meeting, I didn't want to say anything inflammatory, so I just said the standard scheduling conflict. Well, they showed up at my house, and they stayed in front of my house for 2.5 hours, taping everything I did, doing my recycling, getting my mail, and then they put it on the web, and their point was that I didn't, in fact, have a scheduling conflict. So they thought that that they would get a lot of mileage from that, but they ran my address and they ran very threatening comments about it.
All right, so normally I'm not a big fan of Al Sharpton's. I thought that was an interesting conversation, though, and it gets down to a definition, I suppose, or a conversation about who are gun extremists. What would be your definition? Do you think there are? Are there people who are overdoing, abusing, if you will, the privileges here? Every day there's a headline or two from some place in the country where there is gun activity. For example, a six-month-old baby died yesterday after being shot 5 times in gang-related violence. Now, you're not going to stop this with gun control, but I'm looking at all of this. The two people involved in this were shot. Let's see, there was a father and a daughter. The father was the intended target of the shooting. Reportedly, they were changing the baby's diaper in a front seat of a car when the assailant opened fire. The gun law is going to change something like that? No. 888-302-3684. By the way, the Colorado judge who's in charge of the case of James Holmes, who's the Aurora shooter, supposedly, entered a plea of not guilty on behalf of the suspect. His attorney told the court that he was not ready to enter a plea. How do you figure that? 888-302-3684. We're talking about the extremists in the gun control debate. Here are our hosts, Dave Gentry and Elizabeth Hess, talking to Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois about gun legislation, background checks, all of that stuff.
Do you think we're going to end up with anything on assault weapons? Because the folks from New York and elsewhere are saying, hey, most of the problem we have is with handguns.
It is. Overwhelmingly, the problem is with handguns. And yet, we look at these horrible situations where somebody walks into a movie theater in Aurora, Colorado, and turns a gun, it's a semi-automatic weapon, AR-15, with a 100-round magazine attached to it, turns it loose on an audience sitting to watch a film. Thank God it jammed. It saved a countless number of lives when it did. But those things, as awful as they are, really go way beyond what most people see as the need for firearms for hunting, sport, even self-defense. So I think we ought to draw a reasonable line. But I'll be the first to tell you, this is one of the most controversial aspects of our debate.
And the background checks, in terms of both sides of the aisle as well, what is the downside to forcing people to go through rigorous background checks to make sure that they have the mental capacity to know what they're doing with these firearms?
I just don't know. I mean, honestly, we ought to all agree on this. When it comes to our rights under the Second Amendment, there are reasonable restrictions that can be imposed. Supreme Court said that. I mean, we know that you have a right of free speech in America, but you can be sued for libel. We know you have a right of free speech, but that doesn't mean child pornography. Those things are reasonable limitations on constitutional rights. So when it comes to the right to bear arms, we certainly ought to be able to draw the line and say, if you have a criminal record, if you are mentally unstable, if you have disqualified yourself from buying firearms, we ought to know that. We ought to check it, and we ought to stop the sale of firearms to you. You only can do that if you have a universal background check.
888-303-6684. The discussion of gun control. Here's a letter to the editor that appeared in the Detroit Free Press, a reference to a discussion that was going back and forth in the newspaper. So some of these blogs are interesting. Here's a lady named Rochelle who writes, that it is the right of a citizen to criticize gun activists who are imposing their will on our city. The sense of entitlement and privilege motivating such zealots should not be confused with patriots defending the Constitution. This is intimidation and bully tactics, plain and simple. Tactics effectively used by Tea Party and militia types to punish those who step out of line. Such zealots, a minority among gun owners, are themselves politicians with a lockstep agenda focused on guns. Any city or individual who doesn't share their obsession is being targeted for legal and economic punishment. And on it goes. 888-302-3684. Here's Taco Steve Scott talking to Bob Fuss from CBS about movement in the Senate on gun control.
What happened in the Senate Judiciary Committee?
Well, Steve, the Democrats in the Senate Judiciary Committee approved another gun control bill, and this is a pretty serious one, and this basically expands background checks for all gun purchases. Right now, if you go and buy a gun at a store, you need to have a background check, checking your criminal background and such. But if you buy it at a gun store, as millions of people do, there is no background check. And so this law would require a background check everywhere. But it got through the committee on a 10-8 party line vote, and Republicans are opposed to it. There's still an effort to work out a compromise that would bring Republicans aboard, but they're not there yet.
We had heard that background checks might actually be the one part of the president's gun control bill that could actually make it through Congress.
I think it's the most likely, in part because polls show an extraordinary 90% of Americans think it's a good idea. The NRA 10 years ago said they thought it was a good idea, but they now oppose it. What Republicans are saying they're worried about is that if you start requiring background checks for private purchases, when one person sells a gun to another, then that will result in people and a list being developed of who has guns and who doesn't. And that makes them very nervous in terms of this notion that someday the government might try to take people's guns away, though that obviously is not the intent of this legislation.
Now, Democrats hold the advantage in the full Senate. Is passage in the Senate a sure thing?
No, not at all. Because of the filibuster, the majority isn't good enough. They would need 60 votes to get through, and that means they've got to get some Republican support, and at the moment they don't have much.
888-302-3684. So there's all kinds of whining, the usual stuff when it comes to gun control. Wouldn't it be refreshing if we can sort of move off of all of this and move into some other areas? But there's such a passion here. Speaking of passion, the soda ban in New York City, up next here on Good Day at 17 before the hour.
If you've got a pre-owned GM vehicle, you test drove it, right? And if your car has OnStar, why not test drive it too? Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us. You'll get automatic help in a crash, turn-by-turn directions, roadside assistance, and monthly diagnostic checks, all at no cost and no obligation. Offer good on 2006 or newer digitally equipped GM models. Visit OnStar.com for coverage maps, details, and system limitations.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continue to take Andro 400 and I've maintained my weight at 172. Gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Hi, this is Sherry. My husband started taking Andro 400 a few months ago and wow, has he ever changed. He's no longer a couch potato, and he actually likes to go out and do things again. Best of all, he lost his gut, and is he looking good? All I have to say about that is...
Andro 400, the natural way to increase your testosterone. Guys, if you'd like to lose your belly fat, gain energy and muscle, and feel like you did years ago, try Andro 400, the safe, effective, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Andro400.com.
Spring is just around the corner, and you'll be spending far more time outside. Whether you're going for a walk to enjoy the warmer weather, heading out to dinner with girlfriends, or packing for a spring getaway. Justine Santanello, New York City-based beauty and fashion expert.
I love to get up and go during the spring season. Having a good deodorant to give me the protection and care I need is a must-have. That's why Dove Ghost Sleeveless Deodorant is the perfect choice for me.
Why does it stand out from others?
Dove Ghost Sleeveless Deodorant is formulated to give women softer, smoother underarms in just 5 days. It's the only deodorant on the market with vitamins E and F and Dove 1/4 moisturizers, providing care for underarm skin. Plus, it's clinically proven to soothe shaving irritation and provides 48-hour odor and wetness protection. Not to mention it's available in a variety of light fragrances. What more could we ask for?
For more information, visit Dove.com.
Musicians, your chance to save at least 50% off list is almost over. It's Guitar Center's Green Tag Finale. Don't wait till it's too late to get half-off deals on guitars, drums, keyboards, recording equipment, and more. Like Epiphone Acoustics, 57% off list, $99. Pacific by BW Double Bass Drum Pedals, 66% off list, $79. And two boom stands for the price of one, just $39. Hurry, when the doors close Sunday night, Guitar Center's Green Tag sale ends. Don't miss it.
Almost done with the hors d'oeuvres. Soufflés are ready. Hey, Flo, how are those cupcakes coming?
Putting sprinkles on the last one now.
Great. Hey, I thought we had another tray of the red velvet. Have you seen it?
Me?
What? Why would you?
There's frosting on my face, isn't there?
Yep.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
888-302-3684. Doug Steffen here with the first overview of the best stories of the day. The continuing focus on that soda ban. New York City is going to appeal the invalidation that was announced. The judge said that this was not constitutional. Mayor Bloomberg disagrees, going to appeal. This is kind of... But it is a battle of wills more than anything else. Stuart Varney on Fox talked to Judge Andrew Napolitano. I always enjoy his points of view. Find them to be pretty much what I'm thinking. The two of them talk about the ban on sugary drinks.
By now, you've heard all about a judge shooting down New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg's plan to ban large sugary drinks just hours before it was supposed to start. Well, now Mayor Bloomberg says he's going to appeal. So, is there any way the ban actually lives? What's the answer to the question?
Well, I don't know what the answer to the question is. It's such a hot-button issue here in New York because we are filled with nanny-staters in the government.
Yep.
And amongst the populace. There are people who actually want the government to take care of them. The job of the judge here is not to decide whether this is wise, but whether it is lawful.
Exactly.
And the essence of his ruling was pretty basic stuff. The mayor enforces the law. He doesn't write the law. The city council writes the laws. So the mayor can't write a law on his own, whether through the guise of a health board, all of whose members he appointed. He can propose it to the city council and let there be a great debate, and the city council will decide whether
that's... Is that why the judge rejected the ban?
Yes.
I thought he said it was arbitrary and capricious because it only applied to some drinks of certain sizes.
That's the secondary reason. The phrase arbitrary and capricious is a technical phrase when the court is reviewing a decision of an administrative agency. Here, the administrative agency is the Board of Health. So the Board of Health has broad discretion to regulate matters with respect to health. If they are arbitrary and capricious, the phrase in the statute that authorizes review of their decisions, then the court can invalidate what they've done.
So the mayor goes back to the city council and has them write the law, very similar to what he's already written himself, resubmits it, and do you think it passes?
Well, then there'll be a different challenge. Then the challenge will be, this is an area of human behavior not regulable by any government. That was not the challenge this time around. Or the challenge will be, this is a material interference with interstate commerce. New York City is the hub of the commercial activity for the 100 million people that live in New York City or in the 50-mile radius around it, and only the Congress can regulate interstate commerce, not the city council. So there'll be a different set of challenges.
Okay,
next time around.
Make a judgment on the challenges. Do they succeed? I mean, is this bad?
Well, in my view, they obviously, I think, they should succeed, but I would argue that it's an area of human behavior not regulable by any government, how much soda pop you want to take. The reason he said it was arbitrary and capricious is because if soda pop is so bad for you, why is it a lawful product? Or if it's so bad for you to consume more than 16 ounces, why can you buy two 16-ounce containers instead of one 32-ounce container?
Ken Kessler, what are our listeners saying about this?
Thomas says, so in New York, I can't buy a giant soft drink with my large overstuffed pizza, but I can buy a pitcher of beer?
That's a good one. I like that. That's yep. It does show there's a silliness attached to this, without question. Picking the Pope next on Good Day.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own healthcare decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, will be held March 16th and 17th at the Nashville Expo Center and Tennessee State Fairgrounds. Admission is free and doors open at 9 a.m. Come join us to learn life-saving techniques to help you and your family handle crisis situations. Meet Nat Geo's Dennis McClung to see if you have what it takes to be on the next season of Doomsday Preppers. Walk through a bomb shelter, learn first aid, CPR, and much more. For more information, go to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
And while you're at the NPS Expo, meet and speak with Dr. Joel Wallach, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. If you take pharmaceutical drugs and wonder why side effects require you to take more drugs, Nobel Prize nominee Dr. Wallach has the answer. Hear how he took on the FDA 8 times and won every time. Don't miss Dr. Joel Wallach at the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, March 16th and 17th. Admission is free. Log on now to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
Now 53 after the hour on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Ken Kessler. We're into the discussion items that most frequently will probably be on people's minds today, at least some of them anyway, and the picking of the Pope continues to be something of interest, whether you're interested in it or not. There is a lot of attention being given by the news media, so let's scrutinize some of that by listening first to talk host Bob Miller, who has foreign correspondent Vicky Barber on to talk about the latest from Rome.
Do me a favor and walk us through what's going on now. They're together in the Sistine Chapel now. What's happening?
No, that hasn't happened yet. Yes,
really?
Walking, I think, is absolutely the perfect verb here. In fact, walking in a very stately fashion, using rituals that have been enacted for centuries. I mean, what we have just had today was the final so-called general congregation. Now, these are the preliminary meetings where all of the cardinals, even those too old to vote in the actual conclave, they all get together. They theoretically all have a chance to have their say in front of everybody else, raise any concerns, do a little bit of, shall we say, genteel lobbying. You are not meant to put yourself forward as a possible candidate for Pope, but you can laud and praise, someone else you think might be good in such a way that perhaps it might plant an idea in some of your colleagues' minds that actually maybe you wouldn't be so bad in those wearing those fisherman's shoes. But that has wrapped up. And this is it. This is when they sort of separate out the 115 so-called cardinal electors.
Yeah.
That is those eligible to vote, those who, had not turned 80 by the time Benedict stepped down. They're the ones who will be going into that conclave in the morning. What's happening a little later on today is about 90 support personnel. I mean, everyone from the Swiss guards who are going to be guarding them to the cooks and the janitors and the technicians are taking a solemn oath of secrecy, swearing never to reveal anything they may have heard.
While the janitor gets to vote on it, they have to vote. Wow, that's kind of amazing.
Protect all your fronts.
Well, I'm listening to your description of the lobbying and all that, and it sounds very American. Sorry, but...
May I remind you that it was the Italians who invented something called Machiavellian politics? And,
all right.
You know, needless to say, as the wrong flavor human, as a woman, I have not been, you know, privy to any of these confidential meetings that go on. But I mean, the Vatican itself is, you know, it's absolutely well known for extreme politicking. I think it's probably all done with, a surface air of gentility, but everybody can read, shall we say, smoke signals.
And the smoke signals, what's the prediction, Ken, on the smoke signals as we go in? This is only the second day. What's the longest time it's taken, do you know, to come up with a new pope?
I don't know what the longest is, but I know that in years past, there were rules that if in the first 3 days they didn't do it, they started cutting off food. They would just get them water until they picked someone.
Maybe that's an idea. How about we use that on Congress? What a great idea.
That's a terrific idea.
That is a good idea. I like that. Here's host Phil Ciancola talking about whether the Pope will allow women to become priests, a new Pope.
Priests allowed to get married, women allowed to be priests. Which one more likely to happen first, considering we're getting a new pope? The talk is that perhaps this is the time that this next pope needs to be a younger pope that needs to somewhat modernize the Catholic Church, create some younger buzz, change things up. And the two most talked about things anywhere you go when it comes to change and the future of the Church, is it time to let priests get married? Or is it time to let women become priests? Whatever the next white smoke to come out of that chimney there at the Sistine Chapel, whoever that represents, this is a problem that you need to deal with. If you can't come up with an opinion or a discussion about either one of these two issues, you got a problem. It's called apathy. And you better fix it. And you know how you don't fix it? By not talking about it. I wanted to discuss this with someone at the Archdiocese. I wanted to be fair about it. And you know what the response was? I find it ironic from the communication department. A lack of communication. You don't want to talk about it.
Duh. All right, so we have, I think it's been a pretty good hour, if I do say so myself, overviewing some of the things that are on the minds of a lot of people around the country. Hopefully you found it informative and can use it in your conversation through the day. It is a good day program at 59 past the...
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.